So all the main ingredients are flown in for the occasion. And the first course is Arctic char, which is smoked and poached. So we smoke it for 1 hour, we roll it up into a little ballantine, we cook it very precisely, and we poach it. So it's served with mustard, dill, creme fraiche, elements that we can relate to the gravlax and the smoked salmon.
Right.
Second course, langoustine, served over a puree of parsnip, and the dressing is made with bernoisette and dulse. Dulse is the Icelandic seaweed. It's flavored the sauce. Main course is the free-range Icelandic lamb, simply prepared, marinated a little bit with garlic and herbs, sautéed, oven-baked, cooked to precisely 60 degrees in the center, lamb juice, root vegetables, and sprinkles of dried herbs and dried blueberries from Iceland.
Got it.
Dessert made from the special produce skyr, which is a dairy product, similar to Greek yogurt, only made in Iceland. And we made a little nice mousse out of it with vanilla, and we served with it hazelnut and oat crumble, poached rhubarb, and sauce from the poaching liquid.
And so, if people from Denver experience this food, are they really experiencing a taste of Iceland, or is this a fusion between something that we may recognize and something that your country may be used to? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I understand what you mean. Well, to try to make it a little bit authentic, we at least brought in the ingredients. And, with cooking, there's always the chef, he obviously always has something to do with how it tastes. So what I did, I tried to work with as many elements we use in the Icelandic cuisine. But it's more modern. It's not a traditional. Gravlax and smoked salmon is only, sliced and made with simple dressing. I used the elements and made it into a modern dish. That's how I approach.
And is that what you're doing back in Iceland as well?
Yes.
Right. And how is that being received? I'm assuming it's doing quite well over there, all of your creations and things.
Yeah, in Iceland we have the young chefs are very creative, and there are many good restaurants coming up, opening, make more modern things with what we have. And we try to use as many of our produce and use the tradition into a new way of thinking.
Got it. And so this collaboration with Kuhils and coming to Denver and really highlighting what your country has to offer, what's that been like? How long have you been in Denver?
2 days.
Okay. And?
Very good.
Okay.
Very busy. Yeah. So it started with collaboration, phone calls and emails with Tom. I shooted some ideas. We ended up using these produce to bring in, and took a spin from there. The Icelandic sense obviously comes in from Iceland, so it has been very good to partner up with this restaurant here.